Good. Continuing with Sfirasa Omer. Odi Be'inyan Sphere. Fine, here we go. Shehi Hachana L'Chag HaShavuos L'Kabbalas HaTorah. That the whole time period we find ourselves in now with Sfirasa Omer and counting is preparing ourselves for after you count, we get the Torah. Yanakom HaShikosav HaRav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital, that's all, was the major student of the Arizal, who brought and publicized and taught Kabbalah in the city of Tzfas. I believe he was only with him for 2 years, but the majority of writings that we have are from Reb Chaim Vital. And he writes, Taharas Amidos Bechina Kisei Umerkov L'Kabbalah Satorah. We're making ourselves with refined by having proper character traits is the way that we receive the Torah. Because you can't put something special, a fancy, expensive wine, in a dirty container. Ruins the wine. You have to have a receptacle, good midos, in order to be a merkava, to be a chariot to receive the Torah. It just doesn't go. You can't have Torah and bad midos. So that's what we're working on. Part of this period of Sfirasa Omer is preparing ourselves to have good midos. Ki kol od she Yehudi einu mitahir midosav, einu yochel kabbal Torah. If you don't have good midos, you can't get the Torah. Ve'ein haTorah yochel lishrois bekirbo, can't dwell inside of a person. You know, imagine if you had like a, you know, sometimes you have a, I don't want to use like a gross example, you have like a dirty, stinky kli, a pot or something like that. It's just spoiled, it's rancid. So you could put the best tasting beverage you want in there, but if the kli is rancid, it's going to spoil everything. So the Torah can't go into us if we're in such a way. Therefore, Al Kain Kahachon L'Kabbalas HaTorah Nosn Lanu Hashem Yisborach Es Yimei Asfira Shavoyde Behem Hi B'Taharas Amidos K'Teishu Ru'uim L'Kabbalas HaTorah. So Hashem gives us these days to prepare ourselves. Ispas from Kadoshim Sheminyan Memtes Yimei Asfira Old B'Gematria Lev Tov. The beautiful Gematria Memtes 49 is also the Gematria of the two words Lev Tov. Lev is 32, Tov is 17. Some actually explain in a deeper meaning that that's why when we get to Lag Ba'Omer, that's like the turning point, right? Lag, the 33rd day of it, we've just completed the Lev. We've gotten the heart now we go to the Tov. So it's all a lot of deep symbolism and ideas in preparing ourselves. But the Mem test, the 49 days of this is to get us to make ourselves have a good heart. Yeah, question?
You get a haircut on April 30th, right?
I don't know April 30th. I know Lag Ba'Omer and Lad Ba'Omer. Lag by the daytime for B'nai Ashkenaz, Lad with a dalet for the B'nai Sephard. Asher b'zeh nechlal in kol inyan ne tahara samidos shebein oron lechavero. It means to be a mensch, to act properly in your interpersonal relationships. Kedi isa ba'ovos in chapter 2, Pirkei Avos, chamish she'tamidim hayilo l'Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omer lehem tzu re'u, go out and see, ezi derech tova shidabik bo ha'odam. Go out and see, what's like, he asked the students, what's the proper thing we should do in this world? Rebbe Lozer ben Arach Omer lev tov. Leif Tov, Gematria 49. That's the proper thing you have to work on, having a good heart. Omelhem ro ani es divrei Elozer ben Arach shemidavreichem bichlal divarav divreichem. His answer of a Leif Tov includes all your other things. An Ayin Tov, a good heart. All the other advice and what they suggest is if you have a good heart, then everything is contained within that. So what does it mean to have a good heart? What does it mean? He's going to explain. Ki ha-lev hu shorish kol hamidos. All of our emotions come from the heart. Od isa she mispar memtes begematria kel chai. Two names of Hashem. Kel, aleph, followed by a lamid, right? It's 31. Chai, chesiod, 18. 31 and 18, 49. Math works out, right? So another hint of this is that there's God is alive. Kel chai, living God. This idea corresponds to the attribute of Yesod, which is bonding and having a healthy relationship. If a person works on this attribute of Yesod, they'll feel a chius, a life sense them. Listen to this. Tafkidam shel yemei sfir hu letahir lezakeh kol hamidos. That's the whole purpose of these time periods, to refine and purify our midos. Hein elu shebein oron lechaveru shehisig bechinas lev tov. That's our interpersonal relationships, which is hinted at in the words lev tov, Gematria 49. Hein elu shebein oron lemakom. And so too in our relationship between us and Hashem, Hanichla bekel chai, right? Each of these two ideas represent two different things to work on. Lev tov is bein adam lechaveiro. Kel chai is between bein adam lemakom. Shezeh hachon lekabalas haTorah v'chag haShavuos hatfui kafi zikuch amidos b'mei haSfira. That's the more we prepare ourselves. It's like a bank, chevra. The more you put into the bank, the more you're able to withdraw. Right? The more you prepare now for Kabbalah Satorah, the more you'll be able to get something out of it. You can't just, you know, fall into a Shavuos. You got to prepare for it. You got to prepare. The im kosov haMaharal shashlemis ba'adam kolelas gimel inyonim. The Maharal, Rabbi Yehuda Le Prague, says that complete shlemis has three parts to it. Number one, shalom im boro. You have to be shalom, complete with Hashem, your Creator. Im chaverov, with your friends. Ve'im atzmo. A person has to have self, you know, a peace with oneself. Hine es shleimus azos tzorich ish yehudi lahasig b'tkufa zu kedei shiyeh roi v'shoros Torah kedosha asher tishkon b'kirba, the Torah can dwell. Nimzid yemei sfir heim tkufa shel taharas amidos kedei lahagil l'kabbalas haTorah. So that's what we're doing. And now you see something interesting. How the parshios that we read during Sefiras Omer reflect this theme. He continues, Maran Admor bebeiz Avram zechus yogin aleinu Omer shetkufa Sefiras Omer korim b'Torah es parshios hakololos kol inyani negoyim v'inyani tumo v'arayus. Right in Tazria Mitzora, you have the parsha of negoyim. Right, certain types of afflictions they could appear on a person's skin, on their clothing, on their house. These Negoyim, you have the Arayas in Parshas Acharimos that discuss the types of forbidden sexual relationships. Lefisha Tekufa Zu Tzorach Yehudi L'Tahir Atzma Mikol Inyoni Negoyim Mikol Inyoni Tumos Mikol Inyoni Arayas. This is a time where a person is purifying themselves from all things of impurity, from all types of Negoyim, from all types of inappropriate relationships. Ki Hazman Hazeh B'Miyuchad Mesugol L'Tahir Kol Zeh. This is the time that's uniquely designated for working on these topics. What's explained earlier, Sfira Saomer, Kalelas Bezin Yonim, Hein Letaraso Mikliposo, Kliposenu, Matumosenu, Hein Atahir Veskadish, Mikdusha Malo, Matsina Parshas Alo Gam, as Kol and Yonia Kedusha. So these are partios that deal with the theme of Kedusha. If you think about the majority of what we read during this time period of Sfira Saomer, is all to help to prepare us for that. And he gives several examples. Kamo Parshas Kedusha Sahila. Right? The holiness of what you eat, which Emir Tzitzem will talk a little bit more later on from the Shem Yishmuel, why there are the Michael Sassuras, the forbidden foods are mentioned in this Parsha. That's Parsha Shemini. Fine. That talks about Vigdashtim Ha'isim Kedoshim. Parsha's Kedoshim Tihiyu, right? Coming up soon. HaKoleles Kedusha Precious Me'arayis. That talks about whole items of holiness and how to be Mekadesh yourself, B'mutalach, what's permitted to you. And separating yourselves from forbidden relationships, kedushas kohanim, the kohen gadol, the parshas emor, and you have these types of kedusha. Generally, when we talk about holiness, there are three types of ways that holiness manifests itself. It manifests in a place. You could have a kedusha of the base knesses, right? You could have the kedusha of the base hamikdash. That's in a space. You could have kedusha within zman, Shabbos, a yom tov. And can also have kedusha within a human being, like a kohen, right? Parshas Emor, the kohen gadol. And every time you find kedusha, you'll find restrictions because there's kedusha in a shul. There's certain things you're not allowed to do: eating, drinking, talking, stuff like that. You have kedusha in zman, Shabbos, Yom Tov. There's isurim, malacha, and so too by kohanim, by those who have a status of kedusha in their neshama. Therefore, there's restrictions about coming tami lemeis, etc. Right, kedushas hamados. Right, you have that in Parshas Emor as well. Va'achet kedushas ha'aretz, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. That's the theme of these parshios. Kedusha, kedusha, kedusha. Kol parshas elu hamakifos kol inyan kedusha bos l'lamed shezeh ikar shel ish yehudi. This is what a Jew is all about: being holy. Kosev atent yuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. We're supposed to be a kingdom of kohanim. Kohanim is a verb. Lachem means to serve. We're supposed to be people who serve Hashem. Supposed to be a holy nation. The ain kedusha b'chinas hidur ba'alma v'tosef es mala. Kedusha is not like an extra, an added thing. Like we learned earlier in the year about hidur mitzah. You know, I'll go above and beyond. Having kedusha is not above and beyond. That's the basic requirement. That's the meat and potatoes. That's not the gravy. That's the meat and potatoes. Ella, ze etzim hayahadus. This is the essence of what Judaism is all about. Ve etzim shel Yehudi lios goy kadosh. And that's what we're supposed to do to make ourselves into holy people. Lefi shimei hasfira miyodim letahir liskadesh bekedusha shamala al kein korin behem kol inyan kedusha. That's why we read these parashos during this time period. Makifim es kol mahus ha'odam miyisroel. Because the mahus. Mahus is a good Hebrew word to know. It means the essence. You want to know the essence of who you are? Your holiness. You're a shtik kedusha. You're a piece of holiness. And to remind ourselves of who we are and what we have deep inside of us, and to bring that out. So all of the Torah readings that we have during these weeks of Sefirah Omer come to highlight and accentuate that theme of Kedusha.